Hey, Tyler, it's Charlie with Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Good. I'm doing good. We were supposed to... Sorry I was late. I had another call I was on. But we're supposed to do an onboarding this morning with you, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. I want to tell you some bad news first, because I feel like bad news is always good to go first than good news, right?
Yeah.
When I tried to process the payment yesterday, it said it was an invalid card, so I wasn't able to do anything. I tried to give you a call, but I know you were probably busy, right?
Yeah, I don't know why that would have.
It was invalid. Let me just make sure I got everything correct here, and then we can go from there. Is that okay?
Awesome. Yeah, give me just 1 second. I'm actually checking out at the store. I'm about to be back at my truck.
Okay,
off the counter and get out of people's way here.
Yeah, you can put me on hold.
Okay, let's put this stuff in here. All right, what's the numbers you have on that card?
Okay, the numbers I have on that card are 4113-890-0026-0992. Is that correct,
yes,
or was that incorrect?
Yes, you missed a zero.
Oh, I missed a zero.
8900-00 for a total of 4 zeros, 260992.
Okay, so it's 8900 and then 3026, right?
No, just 2 zeros and then 26.
Okay, and then then after the 89, is it 2 zeros as well?
Yeah, 8900 and then 0026.
Okay, let me put that in again here really quickly. And then 00002609992. Okay, and then it was May and then 2026, right?
Yeah.
And then
624.
Okay. And then the billing address, I want to make sure that that's correct too. It's 1280 Cora Lane, Johnson City, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's 37615, correct? For the zip code?
Yeah.
And then this was a Visa, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then okay, and then one thing I didn't do, and I apologize, is we have a security question here, so that way if anybody else tries to call you pretending they're like Local Splash or whatever, they'll say, hey, what's your security? If they don't ask you your security question for your account, that's not us, so that's a scam, okay? So I want to make a security question for you, so that way you can log into your account here. What question would you like to put? It's either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Let's do first pet's name.
First pet's name. What is that?
Do Alexis. A-L-E.
Alexis.
Yeah.
A-L-E. X-I-S?
Yeah.
X-I-S. All right. A-L-E-X-I-S. All right, and I save that. So now when they call you, they're going to always ask, They're going to always ask, what's your first pet's name? And then you'll just say it's Alexis, okay? If they don't ask you that, then like I said, that's not us. So you hang that phone call up right then and there, all right?
Okay.
All right, so I just want to make sure, yesterday we did go over pricing. It would be $349 a month with a $99 setup fee. It comes out to $448 today, and then month after month, $349. We're good on that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hit pay here. Let me just make sure everything's good because I don't want to get any hiccups again. Update, okay. And we'll go. Yeah, it says invalid account number still. Very weird.
I literally just used that card.
I know. That's what's really weird. Okay, so 4113 89 00 00 26 0 99 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Repeat that back to me. That way I make sure. I'm so sorry for this inconvenience here. It's very weird.
Okay. 4113 89 00 00 26 0 99 2.
Okay. And the expiration date is May. Are we sure
on
that?
Yeah, 0526.
0526. And then security code is?
624.
624. Interesting. And then I have on the billing address, it's 1280 CORA. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then I have LN for Lane. Is it spelled L-A-N-E or is it just L-N?
It's just L-N.
Okay. And then I have Johnson City in Tennessee. What is that? 37615.
Yeah.
What's the name on the card?
The name on the card is Tyler W. Heron. Amped up.
Okay, Tyler W. That might be why. Okay. Let me see, Tyler W.
That's H-E-R-R-O-N.
H-E-R-R-O-N. Okay, and then amped up.
A-M-P-E-D-U-P. Yep.
U-P. Okay. Okay. That's probably what it was. It was not the right name on there because I just had Tyler Heron. So I will put these changes in, and then I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to send you a terms and condition. I apologize because we didn't have this process. We can't do the onboarding today. Do you have time? Let me see what the schedule is. I want to get this for you today. Do you have time later today to do anything for the onboarding? I can do it as early as 1 p.m. my time, so that would be 4 p.m. your time. It would only take about an hour to get everything onboarded for you.
I'm busy at 4. How late?
I can do 3 o'clock, so that would be 7 o'clock your time. That would be the latest we can do it.
That would work.
Okay, so 3 p.m. Okay, I'll put that in for you, and then we'll be sending you an email shortly, okay?
Oh, and also, what is that advertisement assigned to right now? Is that on handyman or?
It's just your business. It's just your business. Now, when we do the onboarding call, we can change it to whatever you want. So I just put the services that you offer, and that's the keywords that we'll start generating. I have in the notes you're a handyman, but want to move to electrical only, okay?
Yeah, and really, until I get my electrical license squared away, I'd like to just do HVAC, if that's possible.
That's totally possible, yes. I'll make it a note of it here, so then when we have onboarding, we can start targeting the HVACs.
Okay.
All right, Heather. Again, I want to say welcome to the family one more time. I apologize for the inconvenience, and we'll be sending that email over to you, and then I will call you back at 7 p.m., so make sure you answer your phone call so that way we can do the onboarding service, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, bye.